Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Man, Got a radio show because God is in the blessing business. I just happen to be a recipient. I just happen to got a couple of things right. And man, his grace and mercy carries you the rest of the way. All you got to do is get a couple of things right. And then his grace and his mercy will take over. His favor, his love of you. It's already evident. I mean, you know, because so many times we go along without even acknowledging him or conferring with him in our decisions. And we look up and we find ourselves in a predicament. And he always comes to the rescue. He always manages to show up. He's never too late. He's never 1 minute too late. And so in light of this today, I wanted to talk to you about something. It's another principle of success that I'd like to share with everybody this morning. And once again, these are not things that you don't know or you've never heard before. These are just reminders along the way. And one of the things you have to be conscious of is don't be afraid to change. Don't be afraid to change because change is coming anyway. See, I have a theory. Don't be afraid to change because change is coming anyway. You know, everything changes. Nothing remains the same. Nothing. And change is inevitable. Now, you could participate in the change or you can react to the change. Are you following me? You can participate in the change or you can react to the change. But don't be afraid to change because change is coming anyway. Now, what I mean by that is this. In participating in the change or reacting in the change, there is a difference. See, if you react to the change, that means the change has occurred and now you have to make the necessary adjustments to the change. Example. The boss walks in. You think your job is good. The boss walks in and hands you a pink slip. That right there, that's a change. Now, you didn't participate in this change because you didn't ask for the pink slip. But now you got to react to the pink slip. Whenever you have to react to the change, it's an adjustment period. It almost throws you off. So change is going to come. It always does. You can participate or you can react. Or let's say your boss comes in and hands you the pink slip and you said, you know what? I've been preparing for this day. Always knew nothing lasts forever. I've been working on the sideline on the business idea I had. And I had several other applications in around town. I was just holding off to see what was going on. So when they hand you the pink slip, the transition, the adjustment you make is a lot more smoother transition because now you just transition into your new business idea that you've been working on, or you transition into the apps you already had in or the contacts you made, the preparation for when the day they come in and hand you the pink slip. Well, Steve, what did they surprise you with it? This is just one example I'm giving you. So, you know, let's not nitpick the message. So what I'm saying to everybody is don't be afraid to change because change is coming anyway. So many people are stuck in a rut because of our refusal to change. I was hell bent on a certain thing going a certain way, and this is how it was going to go. Well, that I was thinking didn't really fit. Now, in my own personal experience, this may not be yours, but in my own personal experience, the things that I've had the most trouble letting go of was something I wanted. When I line myself up with the will of God to ask God what he wanted for me, you understand, those things came a lot more easy to me. Because it was in the will of God. It was what God wanted me to do too. Okay, see, what you mean by that? Okay, here we go. When things were going wrong in relationships for me, what I did was, the biggest mistake I've ever made was, I attempted to fix what was wrong in my relationship. outside of the relationship. You feel me? Okay. So I'm out there working my groove like I want to. Well, now guess what? There's a cause and effect for all of that, too. Your house ain't going to get better. It can't. And then that leaves room for some other things. And so now when the change come, guess what? I got to react to it now. I got to have a reaction to it. Had I lined myself up in the will of God, the transition may have gone differently. It could have still ended the relationship, but guess what? Some of the pain I was in, I ain't had to go through. I bought a lot on myself. Sometimes you're pursuing a passion of yours. And what God really wants you to do is pursue your gift. So now you're pursuing your passion, right? You're passionate about golf. You love golf so much, you just determined. But now you done messed around. You ain't made it on the PGA Tour yet, and you 45 still talking about, I'm going to play on the PGA Tour. Really? Okay. Maybe you ain't as good as this you think, or maybe you're not as gifted as you think. Maybe you're pursuing a passion. Sometimes, man, we have to change. And we have to ask God, what is his will? His will is much simpler. It's a simpler road. Not going to be easier. It's simpler. See, when I wake up now, it's simple for me to wake up because I know there are a few things that I have to do. I have to click this mic on. I have to be positive. I have to be inspirational. I have to be informative. I have to be uplifting. Got it. That's what he wants. All I got to do is sit down, close my eyes, ask God to help me be who he wants me to be. And for the most part, he tell me what to say. Now, guess what he's done, though, to create this in me? I went through enough things in my life. I had enough challenges. I made plenty of mistakes. So now, at my age, I can turn around and tell somebody listening to me, okay, this is what I did. This is a mistake I made. Maybe you see yourself in this story right here. Maybe you don't have to go this way. Or this is what I've learned about becoming successful. Here's a principle that I learned. But then, guess what? I had to be unsuccessful to get it, though, didn't I? So you can't have a testimony without a test. Change is coming. It's inevitable. You can participate or you can react. I much prefer to participate in the change. All right, let's go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time again to lift up your voice and just say thank you. Hey, man, listen. Listen, hey, man, let me tell you something. Thanking God is a real simple thing to do. You ain't got to be loud. You won't got to do it in a group in front of nobody. You ain't got to go out and post it. You ain't got to film yourself crying. All you got to do, you can just say thank you. You can just tell God how much you appreciate your life, your health, all the little things you have. I had to do this myself the other day because there's a couple of goals that I'm after, and I'm after the goals so hard that I was almost like I was feeling some kind of way because I hadn't attained them yet, right? And then I had to realize, wait a minute, man, stop, hold up. you looking at what you don't have. You better get to start to taking this inventory on all that you do have. And then I had to shut up because God has given me a wonderful life. A wonderful life, man. And whatever I don't have is way more than what I used to have. So, man, thank you, Lord. I appreciate you from the bottom of my heart. And forgive me for having that human moment of wanting something that I couldn't get yet and kind of feeling some kind of way about it, when really I need to get to feeling some kind of way about what all I have. The ability to charge something is a blessing. The ability to eat when you hungry is a blessing. The ability to travel, the ability to lock a door at night, the ability to wake up with lights and air conditioning and refrigeration and be able to go in. You know, a lot of you can go in your closet and there's a selection and the options you have. Boy, you better shut up, Steve Harvey, talking about what you want and what you ain't got. And you better get on your knees and thank your Heavenly Father for everything he done gave you. That's how I'm starting the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Now, if you're with that, come on. If you ain't with that, go try it another way and see how that works. Ladies and gentlemen, Shirley Strawberry, Carla Farrell Jr., government name Kill Space, the legend of Nephew Tommy. Throat coat is back, baby. Throat coat is back. Don't cancel me out. It's back on tour. You better look at God. Steve Harvey Morning Show. What?
Yeah.
Sit up in here looking at miracles and don't know how to be grateful. You better shut up, man.
Yeah.
Amen,
definitely.
Brother.
What, Junior?
I, what you want me to ask you for? I learned something
now.
The ability to lock a door.
I know it's kind of hard. You don't really like angry, grateful people.
Man, you said the ability
gratitude
to lock
with anger
a door.
Management problem.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord, before grateful. I do something. Man, you better thank him before I don't thank him. That's what you need to do. You better be glad I'm thanking him, because if I wasn't, you'd be in some trouble.
Yeah.
Bad for gratitude with attitude.
But you should be, yeah. I love it.
Thank you, Lord, for I knock somebody out. You know what I'm saying? Thank you.
Just
negating the message.
Angry, grateful.
Yeah. gratitude with attitude, that type of thing.
Yeah.
I want to thank you, because if I wasn't thanking you, I'd be doing something else, though.
Yeah,
we got to get out of here, Junior. Coming up in 32 minutes after the hour, we'll hear from the nephew as he runs that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time to start your morning off with the nephew and run that prank back. What you got, Neff?
Shirley, I got garnish your wages. Garnish your wages. We're going to take a little money from you because it's necessary. Cat dog, if you would, funny money.
Hello.
I'm trying to reach a please.
Mess who's calling?
My name is from the district attorney's office.
Yes.
Hi, how are you? Giving you a call today, ma'am, trying to get some updates from you. Your husband, Mr. is he still not working at this point?
No, sir.
Okay. How long has he been out of work so far, ma'am? Could you give me an update on this?
First of the year, January.
Okay. All right, here's what we're having, the problems that we're having. You have a son, I think it's his name is as well, 14 years old, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the child support is not being paid from Mr. for Mr. Young, and we're trying to get this thing rectified. Now, the problem that we're going to have and the reason why we're giving you a call is, considering that your husband hasn't worked since the first of the year, and I haven't done the research yet, I'm just now pulling up your file. I haven't done the research to see how many months in the rears he is on child support. But
it just started once he lost his job.
Okay. Well, the problem that we're going to have is they're going to start taking child support, actually, and I hate to give you this news, out of your check until...
I don't understand how is that so, because I have my own kids. So I don't understand that.
I understand, but they're going to be garnishing your check, ma'am. Until your husband can get this thing back on his feet and get it rectified and get him up to par as far as all the payments that are not.
And when will this be taking place? Because if that's the case, I'm not going to be working. Because that's not going to happen. I have my own children, so I don't understand how it's that. So I don't have anything to do with child support or anything like that. And if that's the case, I'm not going to be working as of right now.
The garnishing of the check is going to come from you. And you are at the hospital, correct?
No.
That's not where you work?
I'm not going to be working as of right now. That's what I just told you. So y'all do whatever you got to do, and I'll do whatever I have to do on my end, okay?
Well, hold on a minute. You're willing to quit your job? I'm not understanding this.
You're sure why? Because I'm not going to be taking care of someone else's kids, and I have my own. So how? That's right. So somebody else can take care of my eyes then, because I'm not going to be doing it. You're so right.
All right. Well, I mean, I'm just, you know, I don't want you to be upset.
Who are
with
you?
I don't want you to be upset with me.
Where I can be able to contact you.
Okay. You know, I'm gonna let you know this. It's a bit of information. You're still gonna, if you're quitting your job, ma'am, you guys are still gonna be liable for the child support.
Okay. Well, that's fine. Not you guys, because it's not my children, sir. Okay. It's not you guys. It's he will be liable.
Okay.
Because can I step? Can you hold one moment? Because I need to step outside. If that's okay. Or if there's a number, I can contact you back.
Okay. Are you able to step outside right now?
Yes, but I'm going to get on the elevator, and it's going to kind of throw the call off.
Okay, let's do this. Why don't you step outside?
And I'll wait for you to call.
Give me about 45 seconds, but I'm going to give a call to my manager on this situation, okay?
Please do, sir. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Hello?
Okay, Ms.
Yes, sir.
Hi, again from the district attorney's office. Okay, you can hear me now.
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I sure can. Now, let's get to the bottom of everything. I couldn't get my manager on the phone, but I'll keep trying. I just want to know, I'm just a messenger letting you
know. I know you are, and I hate to be so short with you, but I don't understand, because we're not even getting enough income coming in as of right now. And you're speaking of, I have three children that I'm struggling to take care of on my own and find somebody from the district or something. And you're speaking of that you're going to be deducting money from Gunnishin, my check for his child support. What's your name?
Who's is there someone else I need to speak with?
No, we're on the phone. That's my sister taking care of some business. What part of district attorney?
County, ma'am.
Yeah.
She is on the line from the Office of Child Support Service. She works with the Office of Child Support Service.
Okay. May I speak with your sister?
Let me speak with your sister, ma'am. So how is this going to be done? Because that's not going to leave me the cash to be able to support my own kids.
Well,
in my own home.
I understand that. You know, maybe this is a problem with having a person hanging around.
Person, because has raised his seat about his kids all their life. This is a jealous mother that decided after 18 years that she wanted to.
What in the hell is going on with those people in the background?
Hello?
This nephew Tommy, it didn't hit the fan.
She went off.
No, I couldn't get her to go out, but her sister was there. Don't say nothing to them, made her get off the phone. So I need you to call on three ways. They was calling somebody. They probably was calling downtown, going to get themselves in more trouble.
Okay, hold on a minute.
I'll call you back, honey.
What's wrong?
I'll call you back, honey. I'll tell you about it.
No, you won't. You're going to talk to her right now.
Who is this?
I told you, you're going to pay this child support, not me.
Get your life. Get the best way you can. He's talking to me. Call me. I'm going to pay this child support. You pay it.
You're going to make me whip your behind this money.
Tell him you will find out who he is.
You want to talk to my lawyer, sir?
Yeah, I want to. Where is your? You don't have a lawyer. You know well you don't have one.
Why don't y'all? Whoever, however you got my number, honey. This is some process they have to go through for your job.
We have to go to court first.
Hey,
lose the case.
Who is this?
This nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Yo. Just got pranked by my baby.
I'm a cut y'all. I hope I'm on the radio, because I know y'all gonna pay for this. Well, you just found out, didn't you? I had to stop at the store on the way down to finish cussing. Give me a black mouth, get outside and cuss y'all out.
I gotta ask all y'all something. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
See?
The Molly Show, baby.
All right.
You can have it back. I'm through with it now.
All right, thank you. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey in the building, ready for your love questions right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Jay Leno seriously was burned in a car accident. We'll talk about that. Yeah. Plus, Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield get this partner up to create some ear-shaped cannabis-infused edibles. Okay?
Well, I'll be there.
Ear-shaped edibles.
I'll be there.
I better turn it around. Capitalize on it.
Yes. Make some lemonade out of those lemons. We'll tell you about a 100-year-old man who celebrated his 100th birthday at a strip club in Dallas. Okay? We'll talk about all of these stories. At the top of the hour. It was a breast fest up in there. But right now, it is time to ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey, like Nephew says, the CLO is ready for you. Shauna in Roanoke writes, I'm a single mother of four children, and my ex has married a woman with three kids. Her son bullies my son, so I told my son to fight back. Last weekend, my son gave him a black eye, and my ex only punished our son. He didn't punish her son at all. Should I stop sending my children over to their father's house?
Well, I think you should talk with him about it. And I want to say big ups to your boy, because that's one way to stop bullying.
Guy.
Yeah. You blacked the eye of the bully. Every time he look in the mirror, what happened to you? Well, I was bullying, you know, Nathan. He hauled off and fired on my ass. You know, but yeah, I don't think you should stop sending him over there. I think that, well, what happens is, see, the punishment might not have been, depending on what the punishment is, because when you blacked the boy eye, you did put something on it. So however it happened, I think it might not have been that bad of a deal. But I'm pretty sure your son felt pretty good about getting that tag in, because boys, remember that, because they'll remind you, remember that time I blacked your eye? You remember that. Yeah.
That'll shut a bully down. Yeah.
See, your boy got ups on this one right here, so I wouldn't. It just depends on what the punishment was. I don't think that's too harsh. Plus, he was over there, and you didn't get the whole story of how it went. You just know your son on punishment. Well, if the boy over there bleeding and half-ass knocked out, he pretty much had his punishment. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So it depends on what the punishment is. It might not be that bad. But yeah. Don't stop letting that boy have a relationship with his father. Don't do that.
Right. Okay. All right. So, Steve, listen carefully to this one, okay? Because it's tailor-made for you. Jerome in Flint, Michigan
says... right there. Jerome. Flint, Michigan.
I say Jerome.
Up north. Come on.
Rome. Jerome says, my girlfriend and I were listening to your show, and she takes everything you say to heart. She believes that all I do is lie. If a legend like Steve Harvey lies, then all men do it. I'm good at it. Are you listening? I'm good at it, and I can get away with it. But not everything I say is a lie. How can I get her to understand you're a comedian? See,
yeah,
all about
you just have to tell her I'm a comedian, dog. But, you know, let's understand something. Man, that's one of the pitfalls of being a man. You're going to have to just bear up under it. Now, you are a good liar.
He says it.
And lying is a part of it. Women lie all the time.
Yes, they do.
They just don't admit it. But they lie every damn day. They lie. It's just
not about women. This is about Steve Harvey.
That's all right. See, right there. You don't want the weight on you. But I'm just telling you. So, bruh, you just had to deal with it. There are moments of truth that cannot be denied, like showing her the way you love and feel for her on special moments and in non-special moments. She can't deny that. So why you do that? Because I love you. If I didn't love you, you think I'd do all this? See, you know what I'm saying. But listen, you're going to always be under suspect, dog. That's what it is.
Because
you're going to get busted in one of these lies. You ain't that good a lie. You got to get busted. I can't count the times I've been busted. And you know what I had to do after I got caught in the lie? I had to tell another one.
Yeah.
I got no problem.
Because you're not going to confess to the truth.
No, hell no. And I'm going to tell you one till you believe it. But and see, I come with them so rapidly, back to back to back. You could, one of these going to sound right.
One of them's going to land.
One of them going
to
hit.
So how are you? So that's the problem. What is Jerome supposed to do? What is Jerome?
Yeah, that's the problem. He wants to know how can he get under her to understand that you're a comedian. Not everything he says is a lie.
Hell no, not everything I say is a lie. But when I need one, here it comes. Here it comes without hesitation.
And no, I know he's not helping.
And no. I can't help Jerome. I'm just helping Jerome with the truth. And, oh, and when
with
I
the what?
Do
wait,
lie,
with the what? You helping Jerome?
I'm helping
with
him
what?
With the truth.
What?
This is truth. Yeah. See, this is
the truth about lies.
Everything I say is not a lie. But if I need one, here it comes. And let me tell you something else. I don't even consider lying a sin.
You don't.
I just said I don't.
Thank God.
I don't.
Okay.
It's a necessity to maintain the levels that we have achieved, and it stops us from going backwards and losing what we have.
Preach this thing this month.
Yeah.
No. Shirley, ask me a question. Ask me a question. A woman
okay,
question asking her man.
Just a simple question. How are you doing today, Steve?
Absolutely wonderful. Now, deep inside, it irritated the hell out of me that you asked me that because I was watching TV. But I lied and told you I was absolutely wonderful. Mm-hmm. And actually, what I really, if you wanted the truth, I was fine till you started talking to me.
I say that.
Yeah.
My girl and her husband invited us out, all four of us out to dinner. You want to go? Let's go.
No, I got
you
the
wanna
flu.
Go? You got the flu? You don't sound like you got the flu.
Just caught it.
When did you catch
just
the flu?
It.
Out
just
of here.
Now. And it's getting bad.
He's lying about the flu unnecessarily.
You could at least say you don't want to infect anyone. You don't want to get anyone.
Matter of fact, I need to go get tested, and I don't think I should be around nobody right now.
You might want to get out of here right now, honestly.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Jerome. I really am. I thought we could help you. All right, Stephen Towson says, yeah, I'm 30 and I'm moving.
You don't want the truth. You want the truth.
No, that's not true. That's what you have in your head. You just don't our reaction.
You don't want the truth because if you wanted the truth, you wouldn't react the way you did to the truth.
No, that's not true. That's
well,
not true.
Well, then it's okay. See, you don't want the truth. We don't want the reaction to the
you
truth.
You don't. That's what it is.
That's what
okay,
it
cool.
is.
Okay,
cool. You don't want to say
that.
You
can't handle
the
truth.
And that saves both of us. You from going off on some tangent. And me from having to react to the tangent. So now, thus the lie. Everybody happy.
Yeah.
No, everybody's not happy.
There you go.
I commend men for the lies that they've had to tell. How I look in this dress. Baby, you look wonderful. Fat ass, no good hair. Really.
You the bomb.
Half your ass is out.
Oh, my baby. Fine.
You can't go with my mom.
Not half. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
I hate him.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, so a 72-year-old Jay Leno is in a burn center after he suffered a serious injury to his face. Now, this is according to TMZ. Jay was in L.A. He was in the L.A. garage where he stores his cars on Sunday when one of the cars erupted into flames without warning. The flames burned the left side of Jay's face, but thankfully did not penetrate his eye or his ear. According to Variety magazine, Jay released a statement saying, quote, "I got some serious burns from the gasoline fire, but I'm okay." Wow.
Good.
Yeah, good. Glad he's okay. Yeah.
Speedy recovery, yep. Jay Leno. Prayer of healing.
That's a good dude, too, yep. Man. That's a really great guy, man.
Yep. Yeah.
When he came on my talk show, he gifted me the microphone that he used on the Tonight Show for 20 years.
Really?
Wow.
Nice.
Gave me the microphone.
You still have it?
Yeah, I still got it, man.
That's beautiful.
Cool.
I got the actual microphone that was on the Tonight Show desk.
Wow.
Nice. Nice.
What made him do it? Just
because I'm a
nice
legend,
guy?
Because you what?
I'm sorry. Just
came out. Stop. Because you
I didn't mean that. I don't know how that just came out like that. I'm so
it
sorry.
Just popped out. It just popped out.
I meant to say, I don't know, God's grace and mercy. That's what I meant to say. That other part of me was out there first. He kind of got out in front of the scripture, took over. I didn't mean
be
to
yourself,
say that at all.
Boo.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That didn't happen.
Do you? All right, in other entertainment news, Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield, tell me what you guys think about this. They've teamed up to launch their ear-shaped edibles line, okay? Just so you know, Mike Tyson's Mike Bites cannabis gummies have been a hot seller in legal states, and so Mike decided to get with his friend Evander to do a partnership to launch, I don't know if you're going to be ready for this name, Holy Ears.
Wow. And Holyfield agreed to it, huh?
Yes. This is right before the holidays, so get ready for him. Evander.
He still got that plug missing on his ear. If you get up on him close, you can see where it is.
He's still gone, huh?
Yeah, that don't grow back. He ain't no lizard. That don't grow back.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, Mike decided to get with
Mike. Every time him and Mike talk, Mike looking at him. Every time they talk.
At his ear. What is he saying?
And now they done went in the ear business together?
Yes, yeah, the edibles, yeah. Mike Bites and Holy Ears.
See what right, happened, man? When you old school, you just fight, become friends, and y'all go on about your business.
Ain't no killing or nothing, man.
Ain't shot each other and all this here,
right.
All this here. Yeah,
right.
See? That's how you don't can happen like that.
Yeah. Remember back in 1997 when Mike bit off a chunk of Evander's ear and spit it out when they had their second fight? We were shocked watching that fight. However, Tyson was only given a 2-point deduction and was allowed to continue until he bit Holyfield's other ear and was ultimately disqualified. Ooh, I remember that fight.
Well, you know what? We got Mike Bites now. So, it worked out.
Yeah.
And don't forget Holy Ears.
Yeah.
They got on Christmas sweaters, too.
Yeah. It's coming up for the holidays. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And you can say and what you want to say. Both them dudes can beat your ass right now. Right now. Full fledged.
And finally, in trending entertainment news, a father in Dallas, Texas, found out his daughter truly loves him. Jack Palma recently celebrated his 100th birthday, and to mark his huge milestone, his daughter Dina took him to a strip club / gentleman's club.
Women, how old is Dina? Daddy 100. 70. She could be 70. Dina. Dina old ass name too. Dina ain't no new name.
She looked good though. But her 100-year-old dad likes two things in life. He likes women and he likes boobs. Jack deserved a night off because his wife passed away 12 years ago, and then he started dating another woman, but she died last year. Strip club owner said Jack is welcomed back anytime, and happy 100th birthday, Jack.
That's why Jack had the strip club. That's why.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa. What we need to do is quit dating Jack.
Yeah. Well, they must be women up in age. He's 100.
Yeah, he's 100.
I hope my little girl listening. Take your daddy out for his birthday, baby. We ain't gotta wait. We ain't gotta wait till I'm 100. Let's go next May.
What?
Let's get out. Next May. Right, let's now, go.
Your daughter too young. Your daughter
yeah,
too
crazy.
Young. She in college.
You well, drop me off. Well, drop you me off.
She gonna tell your
wife. Listen, your uncle.
This ain't gonna go good.
Or just wait till you're 100, okay? How about that? Oh.
Girl, I just great. Damn near died. I ain't waiting. I'm 100.
Oh,
I'm
oh,
what you talking about?
You ready to kick it, huh?
Celebrate.
Man. Wow. So let's talk about that. If you guys do live till 100, would a strip
I'm
club be a nice?
Yeah, huh?
I'm not
yeah,
waiting till 100 to go to the damn strip club.
I am.
Let's talk to you, Steve. You're gonna go?
Yeah.
When you're 100,
yeah,
like
yeah,
Jack?
Yeah, yeah. Because I'm not gonna care.
Yeah. Like he
see, right now, he a strip care. To the strip to the trip to the strip club for me right now, career ending, right. Disaster.
Really, dog? If you and Junior can't go to the strip club, we can't just go what? Just hang out for an evening?
Dog. Mr. Motivational found at Magic City in the corner drunk. What?
Not drunk. You don't
guess
even drink.
Guess he wasn't listening to his own tapes. Nah, dog. That's career.
Mr. Isn't. Ready to Love is in the strip
club. Oh, yeah. Right. Was way too ready.
Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, Republicans are mad about the Senate majority. We'll talk about it right after this.
Family feud at the strip club. God,
man. God.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Woo, your boy, GOP Senator Mitch McConnell, is mad. He's so salty that he is not the Senate majority leader again. Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer and the Democrats maintained the Senate majority as a result from the midterm elections. However, in Georgia, the runoff election between Senator Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker is December 6th, and early voting for the runoff starts November 28th. Just remember, if you didn't vote in the November election, you can still vote in the runoff as long as you are registered. That is very important information.
Listen to me. We have got to get to these polls again in bigger numbers, in better numbers. The Republican conservatives are dumping hundreds of millions of dollars into this Senate campaign behind Herschel Walker. It's Lindsey Graham has came out with a statement endorsing Herschel Walker to tell us how Herschel Walker is good for African Americans, because it would bring more of us into the conservative party if Herschel Walker wins. You think that Herschel Walker is the example that we are looking for to become a conservative? You just lost us, homie. If you think
shut up. You ain't black, you don't tell us.
Bruh, right. Who are you? You ain't never gave a damn about us. And you went and got somebody who don't care nothing about us anyway.
Right.
Herschel Walker is not the example of African American that we are after. You would have been way better off getting somebody else. But you done got the wrong one. Now, all y'all voting for him because you know he going to do your bidding. But you
exactly.
got somebody. But I'm not. I understand this is how you all do it, because you all elected Donald Trump. So you are not concerned about the righteous. You are not concerned about the morality of the person holding the office.
No.
You don't care nothing about that. You just want your power and position. And in Georgia, we are not going to give it to you so easily. I got you went and got this man that you done propped up and turned him into. He can't even talk. This man can't even form sentences. Now, that don't make no damn sense now. That statement he made talking about, if you take the oath for the man, for the God, and then you ain't going to keep the oath to the rest of us people that was at the oath, then what? That shows you the type of man he is. And Ted Cruz sitting over there nodding his head like you understood that buffoonery. Because we damn sure didn't.
Mm-mm-mm.
And we done heard a lot of ignorant mess. Nah, man, y'all not getting away with this one. We are going to the polls, and we are voting for Senator Warnock, and we are going to stop this foolishness. And we are asking all able-bodied, smart, non-people of color to join with us and stop this mess right here. Yeah. Because you can help us stop this type of ignorant-ass politics when you got this fool thinking he a damn senator. Man, y'all know he ain't. Y'all wouldn't vote for him no other way.
The last slave was actually Herschel Walker. Oh, we gotta go. I cannot believe it.
Coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, we'll check your voicemail, Steve, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, it is time now to check your voicemail. Now, if you would like to leave a message for Steve, all you have to do is call 877-29-STEVE, 877-29-STEVE. We could play your message on the air. Now, Steve, this first caller left a message about you running for governor of Georgia.
This is anonymous. This is Steve Harvey. Have you ever thought about running for the governor of Georgia? I'm 100% sure you will win. God has plans for us we don't even know. But have you ever thought about running for governor? If Arnold Schwarzenegger, I can't say his name, but if he can run for the governor, you can too. Ronald Reagan was the president of the United States. Show business, as we call it, entertainment. Steve, run for governor. God bless you, my brother. This is anonymous. Relax and keep praying. Keep your faith and speak with boldness at the altar. In Christ Jesus' name, anonymous.
That was a prayer at the end?
I need to address a few things.
There was a lot of that.
First of all, let me address a few things. First of all, I need to know what the governor paid. I'm not going to be able to stop
my career.
Is that
what this is about, salary?
Yeah.
That check different.
And how much trouble will I get in when I divert some of that $6 billion towards me?
Yeah. You're out of office.
See, right there. So I don't even know. What they pay to be governor, but I'm pretty sure it ain't what I'm making. So that's going to be a hard call.
Second thing
I need to address, they make $175K, I just found out.
Wow.
I can't go down there for that. Secondly, anonymous. Now listen to me. Anonymous, and I want to talk to you about this here.
What?
I'm not going to run just because Arnold Schwarzenegger was running. I'm not going to do that. Arnold Schwarzenegger, whoever you said he was, and anonymous. And I know you anonymous, and you don't want nobody to know who you are. Well, that's what she was supposed to say. But I was just repeating what I heard. Then in Jesus' name, I don't really want you to throw the Lord in this right here, because what I'm doing is not very Christian-like. So thank you for your call, and I appreciate your prayers. But now, sister, I can't go down there just because Arnold Schwarzenegger went down there. I can't go down there. And then $175,000 a year, I can't go down there for that. And then secondly, thirdly, just whoever you is anonymously,
Jesus' name. Okay, this is a caller from Tennessee with a relationship question, Steve.
Hey, Steve. My name is Tati. I'm from Clarksville, Tennessee. I'm trying to figure out why these married dudes be married and be hiding the fact that they married, like having a whole family, but still want to kick it and talk to you. Can you explain that to me, Steve? Thank you.
Well, you know, there are a lot of people that's married that ain't happy, and there's people that's just running game out here. You know, we live in a fallen world right now. Not every man is doing that, but there are men who are doing it. Now, the problem that you should be focused on is what are you doing that's attracting this type of man? Because there's something in your behavior that makes them think they can come to you with it. I don't know if it's the baby tone in your voice where you sound like you're 9. I don't know what it is.
9, 19.
I don't know if she sounds like a child. And maybe I'm pretty sure she's a grown woman, and I'm sure the men ain't after her because she's a child. But you sound, you know, your voice is kind of like, you know, might make them think you would be an easy target. I'm not saying that's the case, but I think you need to reflect on what it is you're doing that's attracting that type of man. Because if you keep bringing in a certain type of man, is something you're doing that's attracting that. Like if you think all men are married and come after you, then you will attract all the men that are married to come after you, because that's the emission radio signal that you're sending out from your mental capacity. So now, that's like women say all men are dogs. If you say all men are dogs, then you're about to meet every last one of them. Because that's the signal you sent out, so that's what comes back. Change your thought process, and you may draw a different man to you.
Great advice.
All right. All right.
Great advice. Got it. Okay.
And that's why my ass don't need to be governed.
All right.
Because, see, Arnold Schwarzenegger ain't going to say nothing like that. Right.
Thank you guys for your
call. I'm just trying not to be anonymously.
Coming up next, it is the nephew with today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today, and the subject is, I can't relax in bed with him. I can't. We'll find out what that's all about in just a few. Yeah, she can't. She can't do it. But right now, the nephew is here.
Bless. What that is.
Wait till you hear it, okay? But right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Well, Shirley, everybody here, pretty much all of us have had roommates in our, at one point in our lives. We've all had roommates, all right? I had quite a few roommates in college. Good thing. We friends still this day. But this roommate here is my roommate, Benny. My roommate, Benny, okay? Let's see if you can relate to this situation with your roommate. My roommate, Benny. Cat dog, if you would.
Hello? Am I speaking to Devin?
Yeah, this is he.
Okay, hey man, this is Chris. I live above you. I ain't never met you before, but you have you been calling the leasing office about complaining on me about I'm making too much noise or what?
Yeah, man, my bad, bro. I was trying to catch you, man. I could never catch you at home, man. It's just like, you know, bro. I work at night. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? See, I work in the day. But I can't sleep at night, bro, because I don't know what's going on in your apartment. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to be in your business. I'm not trying to be in your business, player. I just can't get no sleep at night, man, because there'd be a lot of noise up there, a lot of noise, a lot of talking. And what you do is your business, bro. I'm just saying, man, please, dog.
Hey, man, but you ain't have to go to the leasing office, man. All you had to do, you know, was holler at me. They got me written up like, you know, one more complaint on me, they going to put me out or something.
Well, yeah, dog, like I say, though, I was trying to find you. You know what I'm saying? But I guess we miss each other because you work at night. I work in the day. So, you know, when you going, I'm coming. And when I'm coming, you going. You know what I'm saying? Bro, I ain't trying to start no I'm just trying to, you know, go to work and pay my bills, man. That's all.
I be at work at night, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get my hustle on like you trying to get yours on during the day.
Hold on. Okay, let's make it make sense. Bruh, if you at work at night, somebody in your apartment talking loud, then I'm keeping me up. Square business.
Okay.
You got a roommate or something?
No, I ain't got no roommate.
Man,
you might have heard Benny.
Somebody in there talking loud, holding a conversation. It's like two people in there talking loud every night.
That's Benny, man. Benny be talking.
Okay, you say you ain't got no roommate, so who is Benny? Who is Benny?
Benny is my bird, my parrot. That's Benny be talking.
Oh, say, man, stop with me, dog. Listen, man. Why? Wait a minute. You trying to tell me a bird?
That's Benny, man. I done had Benny 10 years. That's my bird.
Birds don't even live that long. So now I'm up at night. I'm up at work because a bird? That's what you want. That's what you call me to tell me. A bird.
I call you to tell you. You ain't got to be putting these complaints on me, man.
Say, man.
But I'm gone at night. That's Benny talking, man.
What the Benny then? Your bird,
dog. Hold on. Benny, dog. Wait a minute.
Hey, look, I'm telling you now. Do something with the bird, then, or it's going to be some consequences and repercussions. I'm talking about some fried chicken around this.
Hey, man, Benny is like a family member to me.
Bird. Toucan Sam. The chicken on the cornflake box. Kentucky chicken. Churches. All that. Your bird.
Hey, man, you don't tell me nothing bad about my bird. Okay, brother, you know what? Maybe me and you need to square off in front of each other. Because you don't disrespect Benny, man.
All right. You think it's some... All right. I bet that be on my table when I get home. If it's a bird, then I bet that be on my dinner table, man.
Hey, man, now you ain't finna sit here and disrespect me and try to tell me what you gonna do to my bird. Now you ain't finna do nothing stupid to Benny.
I tell you what. See, you at home right now, but you go to work tonight. I bet you Benny don't be at that tomorrow. I bet you we be finger-licking good tomorrow.
Hey, man, hold on a minute, man. Wait a minute, dog. What you can't do is start talking about what you're going to do to my bird. Now, I done told you, you filed for going to the leasing office calling me out, and now you on the phone. I'm trying to work this out with you, and now
you ain't trying to work it out. Now, first off, you call me and tell me that it's a bird holding a conversation with itself. I'm the stupid right now. But I'm the stupid for even continuing this conversation about a bird that's keeping me up all night. Are you serious?
Man, maybe you need to get some earplugs or something, man.
Say, man, listen, bro, listen. Whatever the it is, if it's a bird, a recording, whatever it is, you better do something with it. If it's a bird, man, I'm going to be so insulted if this is a bird. I'm a really
A bird. It's Benny, man. It's Benny. All you had to do was come to me, and we could have handled this like me.
Hold on. Okay. We're going to handle it like me and then. First off, leasing office wouldn't give me your name. What's your name?
My name, Chris.
Okay, Chris. I'm Devin. There we go. Listen, dog. For the past 3 months, you know what I'm saying, I ain't really been getting no sleep because of this bird. You say it's a bird. I don't believe that, but a bird, come on, dog.
That's my bird, man. I ain't been it for 10 years.
Well, look, take the to work with you then. I don't care. Figure something out, but whatever going on up there with you and your bird need to come to an immediate halt, or it's going to be some dog.
Hey, man, what you can't do is threaten me about what's going on in my household, man.
Look here, you and Benny, Lenny, whatever the name is, you need to do something with that, or it's going to be some real issues. Man, why am I going back and forth with you about this, and you keep telling me something about a bird?
It's a bird. What's the problem with it? What's the problem understanding that people have pet birds?
Say, man, I don't give a if you have a pet bird, but really, this talks all night long. How do you live with this man? Because the don't never shut up.
I tell you what Benny told me to tell you, though. Can I tell you what Benny told me to tell you?
Wait, Chris, bro. I don't want to hear what no bird told you to tell me. Oh, my
God. Can I tell you what Benny told me to tell you?
What the f*** did Benny?
Benny told me to tell you this, that this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy, Sean.
You Are you serious, dog?
Devin, did I get you, man?
You got me, dog. You got me, man. That guy, I'm going to get it. I'm going to have to wait till this dude get home, dog, and talk to him. I ain't talk so much to you about this supposed bird. I don't know what's upstairs, man. Dog, I be up all night, you know what I'm saying? I'm missing my sleep. I'm missing y'all in the morning because I'm drowsy, hitting the snooze button.
I got one more thing to ask you, Devin. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
Oh, man, Steve Harvey Morning Show. We never get some.
I just don't know nobody better at it. I just don't. There's no way that I'm not supposed to be on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I just don't.
Let somebody else tell you that. Why do you let us tell you that, how great you
are? Well, I'm trying to build it up so y'all get a committee going.
It's self-praise and worship.
I think so.
Y'all going to get the committee going so I can go and get this stuff.
Why would you wait on somebody to give you the flowers when you can plant your own? Why?
Do it yourself, right? Hey, King of Pranks.
I'm just saying.
We got a phone call for you, King of Pranks. Check it out.
Give me the cone phone.
Hey, yo, Nephew Tommy, man, you need to let us know where we can get them tickets from. I'm trying to get me a ticket to one of them shows at that Greenville Convention Center. North Carolina in the house. Let us know.
Oh, you can go to Ticketmaster, boy. Go to Ticketmaster. See, that's somebody know about the prank Hollywood Walk of Fame. They already know when I get to Hollywood how cold I'm going to be with it. You understand what I'm saying? So, anyway.
All right.
Greenville, North Carolina. The nephew coming too. And I will be at the convention center. You can get your tickets right now at all Ticketmaster outlets. So you can go down there to the convention center at the box office and get you some tickets right now. That is a Thursday, all right? Thursday, December 22nd in Greenville, North Carolina. Tickets on sale right now. The fool is coming to town.
I love that t-shirt. I love that. All right, thank you. Coming up next, nephew, is the Strawberry Letter. I can't relax in bed with him is the subject. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter, because what? We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know, it could be yours.
Yes, it could. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, I can't relax in bed with him. All right? I just can't do it. I can't relax in bed with him. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband drives me nuts in the bed, but not in a good way. He's 72 and I'm 68 years old. We have been married for 22 years, and it's both of our second marriage. He has asthma, so I give him a breathing treatment most nights, but that doesn't help his wheezing all night. We have to keep the air down in our bedroom because if he gets hot, it gets worse. I said all of that to say that we can't have sex without him getting hot, and then the wheezing starts. He's 6'7", and I'm 5'7", and our bed doesn't fit him, and he's too cheap to get a king-size bed. So he's usually balled up next to me, or his feet hang off the sides or the bottom, which pulls the cover off me. His old bones twitch at night, and his reflexes cause him to hit me sometimes. I hate to add this because it's gross, but let's just say he shouldn't eat dairy because he does, and I pay for it when he's asleep. It's almost every night now that I'm getting hit with a stink bomb. I cannot relax in the bed with him. Even having sex is challenging since he started taking his pills. I want to sleep in another room, but I don't want to leave him overnight because his breathing is very tricky some nights. Yesterday, he heard me talking to my sister about not resting well at night, and he got offended because he knows he's the problem. If he'd just take his asthma medicine, stop eating cheese pizza, and exercise regularly, the doctor said a lot of the issues will go away. I'm starting to think he doesn't care if I sleep. Should I threaten to leave him if he won't change? Well, you never know. You might have to, but I would say first, you know, get a king-size mattress. I mean, it's ridiculous that one of the reasons your nights are so uncomfortable for you is that his big 6'7" butt is sleeping in a queen-size bed, hanging over the bed. That's crazy. You said he's too cheap to get one. That is very, very selfish because you live and sleep there too. So why can't you just go get a mattress? I mean, don't let his stubbornness make you this uncomfortable anymore. This is crazy. The good news is that this situation is fixable. I mean, he's really stubborn. He sounds ornery and everything, but you're both adults, you know. Don't talk to him though. don't talk to your sister about him, I should say. You got to talk to him about this, because this is a serious situation. A good night's sleep is everything. You got to talk to him about his asthma. You got to talk to him about the wheezing. You got to talk to him about the pizza, the stink bombs, ew, all of it. And then let him know that his health is important, and it not only affects him, it affects you and everyone around him. Right now, he's in his feelings because he heard you talking to his sister about him. So, you know, you got to try to get through to him. Like I said, start with the sleeping arrangements, the king-size mattress. You don't really need his permission to get a mattress. And if he gets mad, don't worry. He'll get over it after you both get a much-needed good night's sleep. Steve?
The subject. I can't relax in bed with him. The next statement after this, the response to your entire letter is, I can't take this no more. I can't take this no more. When women say that to men, I cannot tell you how impactful it is. Especially if you love the woman. And she looks you and go, listen to me. I can't take this no more. I can't do this. I ain't going to do this no more. And that's where you have to be. Because you're at that point right now because you done wrote a letter. The dude's 72, you 68. Y'all been married 22 years. This ain't new. He got asthma. You got to give him a breathing treatment every night. That don't help his wheezing all night. Y'all got to sleep with the air damn near the meat locker, because if he get hot, it get worse. Did I say all that to say that y'all can't have sex without him getting hot and then wheezing starts? Hot equals wheezing. We got to stop his big ass from getting hot. We got to keep that air down and we got to stop having sex. I can't take this no more. You got to get here, sister. He's 6'7", you 5'7". The bed don't fit him. He too cheap to get a king-size bed, so he usually balled up next to me. Who too cheap to sleep right?
Right.
How much do the bed cost? Now, look, I got to quit. I got to get out my pocket. Beds are expensive. Okay, I got it. Cost money, mattress, frame, headboard, all this here. Mm-hmm. Can't just get another mattress. You got to get a bed.
Mm-hmm. King size.
You know, you got to get a bed. Now, Shirley's saying you go down there and buy it yourself. But, you know, y'all 72 and 68, you know, somebody on some type of program or something. Feet hanging all off the side. Pull the cover off me. The old bones twitch at night. Causing him to reflex and hit you. I hate to add that Denny has eating dairy. Cheese pizza every damn night. Just blowing the bed up at night. I can't relax in bed with him. Hell no, you can't relax. Hell, he hot, he twitching, he hitting on you. Blowing stink bombs in the bed, he wheezing over there. The hell going on? Who is you sleeping with? You sleeping with a damn natural disaster. So every night you get hit with a stink bomb, you get an ass whooping. And
hold on.
And
hold on, Steve. Hold on. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject is, I can't relax in bed with him. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, I can't relax in bed with him.
This letter filled with hell. I can't relax in bed with him at all. Her next statement should be, I can't do this no more. And if y'all don't know why I say I can't do this no more, let me tell you what they putting up with. He's 72, she's 68. He's 6'7", she 5'7". The bed too damn small.
Yeah.
And he got asthma. So she got, every night, she got to give him a damn breathing treatment to help his wheezing all night. Then we got to keep the air down in the bedroom. That means got to turn it into a meat locker, because if he get hot, it get worse. Then she say all that, say we can't have sex without him getting hot. Then the wheezing start. The hard have sex with somebody you finna kill.
Oh, okay.
Now, really hard have sex, and you think you finna kill him. Then the bed don't fit him because he's 6'7". He's too cheap to get a king-size bed. So he balled up next to you, feet hanging all off the side, pulling the cover off of you. Now you freezing. He got old-ass bones. He twitch at night. Reflexes make him hit you sometime. Then he eating dairy. He blowing the blowing stink bombs all night.
Not sexy.
And it's almost every night you getting hit with a stink bomb. You can't relax in bed with him. I can't take this no more. You too damn much.
Right.
You're 6'7", you're tall, you got old ass bones. You're slapping me all in the back of my head at night because you're having them nervous twitches and everything. You done ate this cheese pizza. You're blowing up these bombs every night in the bed. It's cold as hell in here. You too long, so now your feet covered up. You done pull the covers off me. I'm freezing. You're in here. You're wheezing at night because you done got hot. Man, I'm leaving. Ain't nobody finna do all this. And you got to put it in his face. I can't take this no more. I can't relax in bed. And then having sex is challenging since he started taking his pills. Like he needs something else going on. Right. Now he taking these pills. Now he hot. He easy. He having muscle reflexes. He hitting you upside the head. Now he's sitting over here for no reason at all. He just getting, he's just getting tough. Now he all up against you. He already up against you because he can't keep his feet off the floor. I want to sleep in another room, but I don't want to leave him overnight because his breathing is very tricky at night. You old. So now, hold up. You can't leave his old ass in there because his breathing is tricky and he might just stop breathing. You got to shake his ass and wake him up so he don't just stay dead.
Oh, right.
No, I'm not living. Nah. That's sleeping with a corpse every night. I'm
stay dead.
The dead man stay. That's live wanting to have sex all the time in this cold ass room and he wheezing. Then yesterday he heard me talking to my sister about not resting all night. He got offended because he know he the problem. Yeah, you the damn problem.
He's a stubborn old man.
What you think I was talking to my sister for? Who you thought I was talking about? Don't nobody else sleep in. Who? What? Herman? What? What Herman? What?
Not another Herman. Another Herman.
He's 72. He got an old ass name. He got one of them old ass names. Herman Hubert. One of them old ass names, Oscar.
Oscar.
Charles. Rayford.
Rayford.
Joshua. Ezekiel. One of them old
biblical
ass
names. You went to
Moses.
The Bible.
Moses. Ezekiel. And here the worst one at all, because you over there sleeping with Lazarus. You in bed with Lazarus. Dead, waking up, he quit breathing, he wheezing, he hot. You in the bed with Lazarus every night. Now he mad at you because you talking to your sister. You got to tell it to somebody. If he take his asthma medicine and stop eating cheese pizza and exercise regularly, the doctor says some of these issues will go away. He will. Take your damn asthma medicine, man. What is wrong with you?
Quit being so stubborn. Yeah.
And all that wheezing and
okay. We get it. Okay.
Can't nobody sleep like this? Wake your ass up, man. Hey, you know how you be snoring and your wife wake you and tell you to get on your side or something?
Yeah.
Turn over, something like that. He got to go. Uh-huh. I'm starting to think he don't care if I can't sleep. He don't. He sleep. Should I threaten to leave him if he won't change? You got to leave him.
To.
You might have to roll another bed in there. So you can at least be in the room when the breathing cut off. It's hard to take vows, people finna die. It's hard.
They took him 22 years ago.
We can't have sex. It's hot in here. Cut this air on. It's cold.
It's stinky in here. Stinking.
Fart at night. You just right. Oh. Sitting up in your head. And hit me again. Hit me again. See what happens. You bit my ass. I'm going to slap the sugar honey iced tea out your ass. You can stop some of this.
His feet are hanging over the bed. What do you mean
she
the bed's not
tired of this. The bed ain't the problem. She don't care where his foot hangs. She don't want this wheezing to stop.
That's not going
to
stop.
She wants this wheezing and this stink bomb to stop. You can put your feet on the floor and just sleep on your back if you want to. I don't give a damn. But what
right,
you got to do is
on today's
stop
Strawberry
wheezing.
Letter, it's Steve Harvey FM on Instagram.
Shut up this noise so I can sleep.
Instagram and Facebook. Just check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Coming up in 46 minutes after the hour, we'll hear it from Junior with Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
All right, Shirley. You know, all the time, man, I'm disappointed, man.
What's wrong?
Derek Carr was really emotional after the game they lost on Sunday. And, you know.
The Raiders.
Yeah, the Raiders.
Bigelow was in game.
That's what I'm saying. He's just not getting emotional. Just listen to it, because we're going to figure this out for him. Let's go ahead.
All right.
Sorry for being emotional. I'm just pissed off about some of the things, you know, that a lot of us try and do just to practice what we put our bodies through just to sleep at night. And for that to be the result of all that effort pisses me off. Pisses a lot of guys off. It's hard knowing what some guys are doing. Like I said, just to practice what they're putting in their body just to sleep at night. Like just so we could be there for each other. And I wish everybody in that room felt the same way about this place. And as a leader, that pisses me off, if I'm being honest.
What's wrong, Junior? You're emotional too?
Yeah, you know.
What's happening?
You know, I'm mad at Derek Carr because you're getting $25 million.
Hello.
They paying you $25 million to lose.
Yes.
What the hell is you mad for? You in Vegas. Go gamble it off. You go see Usher. You got plenty to do. How's you hurt? Hell, your team got 2 wins. We ain't got but one. Sitting up here. You think how these fans feel? Think about how I feel. Put all this makeup on my face and put all these spikes on and come down here to root for y'all. Y'all lose every week. Every week y'all lose. Here it is. Y'all got these spikes on. I got makeup on. Go Raiders, and y'all ass still lose. Why?
What you crying for? Tommy crying too? He's crying with you.
Because I'm with Junior. They got some of the finest women in the world.
Look at Steve.
Laying next
crying?
To him. And you worried about what it is when you lay down. When you lay down, you laying next to a beautiful woman.
Oh, Steve's crying now, too.
I'm crying, too, because I felt the same way sitting in the driveway in my coffin, going to the house with my ex-wife. You don't know what I had to put in my body to sleep at night. You don't know what I had to go
we've
through.
We've never cried together, Carla. God, it's crazy. I know. What is going on?
Man,
you know he's dramatic when he cries.
Every time the weather get below 50, I start crying because I know he's going to trigger something. Hell, is you talking about?
Wow, guys. This is something.
You don't know what it's like for us, Derek. You know how to go to bed
thank
and
you,
be black and wake up and find out that Herschel Walker is in and run off.
Cry us out, guys. Cry us out. We'll be back at the top of the hour right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime. Day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, on Facebook, Steve, we have a question from Leon. Leon says, my girl just went off on me on how I do things at my place. She caught me taking a drink out of the orange juice carton, straight out of the fridge, and she went off. I've lived alone for 8 years, and that's just how I do things. It doesn't mean that I'm nasty as long as I don't do it at her place. I don't see what the problem is. I told her that it's my place, and I'll drink straight from the carton or bottle if I want to. Now she thinks I'm just trifling. Is this really that big of a deal?
Yeah, man, it ain't no trifling.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's a big deal to her. But if I stay by myself, what is I missing this glass of for that I'm not wash when I could just clearly take these two swallows of orange juice and put it back? And if I want five swallows, if I want to set the cart next to the plate next to me, drink right, that's my business. See, ladies, here you go. Well, not ladies, but lady, here you go. Messing with a man because he do what he do living at his house. Now, his you stuff. Creating drama at his house, he ain't doing it at your house.
That's what he says.
See,
yeah.
Now you nagging this man. You all in this man and upset with him about his place making his decisions.
She went in on him, yeah.
Who you think signing up for this relationship? Permanently.
Nope. It's over. But it sounds like he likes her.
Come on, you got to let some of the little stuff go. Do you know we got big stuff that's going to happen? So if this is your reaction to the little stuff, what's going to happen when the big stuff happens? The man drinking out of the carton at his house, who ain't did that? I don't know a man that live by himself that don't do it.
Yep.
I done walked up to the refrigerator, took a pickle right out the jar, stood there in the refrigerator, eating the whole pickle while I was looking at something else that I might
in
want.
The dough.
No good hell where wasn't nothing else in there.
That's fun, right?
Let me explain something to you. I done took a pickle out the jar, bit it, opened up the mayonnaise jar, dipped it in the mayonnaise jar, bit that, put the top back on both of them.
I'm not but going to your fridge.
Well, don't.
Part of it is because we could never do that when we grew up at home. You know, those are stuff.
We ain't at home no more. It's a whole lot of stuff I started doing once I lived on my own.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's exactly what I'm saying. Point. Absolutely, yeah.
I watch TV naked.
Yeah, no, I do that.
I do that.
All the time.
We done went from what is the point? But what is the point in that, though?
What I need clothes on for?
Who I'm dressing
ain't nobody here. This is my couch.
So you're watching your naked butt on the couch?
I'm what? With you when you write.
What?
That's your couch, though.
When we having sex on the couch, ain't nobody saying nothing.
I ain't heard a complaint.
Ass was on the den. Ain't nobody saying nothing.
Oh, you gonna miss this couch?
This happened off. This is popping off now. I'm not going up there and find no damn blanket.
Excuse me. I'm gonna get a blanket. Excuse me. I'll be right back.
This is happening now. We're doing this now. I'm not finna go up there and wreck this move. Run the risk of you changing your mind and all this here. This is a window of opportunity, and
that's
we are
right.
Putting our foot in this window now.
Thank you.
What are you thinking for, Junior?
Because it just happened to me. I just did this. You know, she saw me drinking out the jug in the refrigerator, and then now it's a major problem. Our whole marriage on the line.
Yeah. Junior.
Too soon, Junior.
Yeah. Junior, yeah. And you married?
You had
a
divorce.
It's a problem.
You can't drink out. I can't drink out the car anymore.
No.
You gotta know when to sneak. You gotta know when to sneak to the refrigerator, dog. That's what you
got. Yeah, and I do it, but I'll be scared.
You be scared?
Yeah. Like Marjorie loves Simply Limeade.
That's me.
She loves Simply Limeade. She'll crush up ice and put it in a blender, and make it thick and slushy. Drinking in the summertime. Then I go in there when it be late at night, just take a swallow.
Get a little
really
sweet.
Out of the bottle. All right, coming up in 20 minutes
I
after the hour.
He said I bought it.
We'll talk about Dasher, Prancer, and Home Crasher right after this. What?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
In trending weird reindeer news, we're talking about reindeers. Christmas is coming up. Reindeer Christmas is coming up. A Wisconsin homeowner named Sue believes that The deer buck may have been drawn to her house by the plastic Christmas reindeer she has decorating in the front of her yard. She thinks the deer may have seen Prancer as a possible mate, but then the buck crashed through their front door and into the living room. From there, the frightened animal ran up the stairs and thrashed around, causing tons of damage and bleeding all over everything. So it trapped itself in a room for nearly 3 hours until the homeowner's son, who works for the department, thank God, of natural resources, came over and got the deer to calm down long enough to lead him back out through the front door. Despite all the damage to the house, the family is grateful no one was hurt. No one but the deer.
What?
Yeah.
Do you know if that's in the Miles household? We eating deer for Thanksgiving and Christmas. You do know that, don't you? I'm finna fire this pit up on your ass.
Did he see Prancer's man or something?
Then he ran up the stairs after he crashed through the front door.
That's crazy.
The deer don't need to be seeing this.
Don't go upstairs. Oh, Lord, he went upstairs.
All right. Coming up in 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play around. Would you rather right after this?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it's time now, guys, for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather spend Christmas alone?
Me.
Oh, or would you rather spend Christmas with your ex?
I'd rather be alone, my bad.
Change your answer.
With a
deep depression.
So my damn self.
I'm talking about wondering where everybody at. Yeah.
I'd be butt naked walking around with Christmas lights on me. I have myself a good old time.
I'd be in there crying and everything. Yeah, yeah. I'd be sad drinking eggnog. I have a quarter eggnog be gone by noon.
Yeah. I'm watching all right. Alone. As I'm alone.
Keep with the Christmas theme quickly. Would you rather live as an elf or would you rather live as Santa Claus?
Well.
I'm finna cuss.
I'm not on this radio show.
I'm finna cuss right now. Y'all gonna have to beep it out. I'm just trying to tell you, you're gonna have to beep it out.
Well, don't do that, man. I mean, just, you know, you want to comment first, we get out your way.
You know what's coming.
I mean, you know, when she said the question, she had, you know, she had kind of like that tone in her voice.
Would you rather live as an elf or would you rather live as Santa Claus?
I ain't never been nothing but Santa Claus. So now who you want to ask the question to?
I'm asking it to all of you guys.
Well, I've only been Santa Claus and Tommy been both.
I'm gonna say it in a minute.
Not on this radio show.
But he the only one at Christmas could be both. Yeah.
First
he come downstairs with the little turn up shoes and talk to the kids and tell them he going to get him. Then he go upstairs and come right back down Santa Claus. And it's just as believable as you want him. You know, the only person I know can be both these people. Because when he's standing there and he got all them voices, you know. He can come down there. Ask Deacon Def Jam, had them little turned up shoes on with a little elf hat on, little green suit. And then go right upstairs and put that fat ass suit on and be just as jolly. Ho, 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 ho.
Don't you say nothing, right there, Tommy. That's called talent.
I'm not.
Daddy, no, everything.
That's talent as hell.
He got the voices and can play both roles. I can't even wear the little elf shirt. My feet too big.
Man, I got a whole giveaway called Junior Claus.
You sure do.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
All right, Thanksgiving's next week. Would you rather cook the entire Thanksgiving meal on a barbecue grill only or only on a microwave?
On the grill. We'll make it happen on the grill. It's going to take a little longer.
Grill.
We got to start that dressing on Tuesday, though.
That's today's round of Would You Rather. Thank you, guys.
Smoky as hell, too.
Coming up in 49 minutes after our last break of the day and some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, guys, we are here. Our last break of the day on this Tuesday. It's been a fun show today. A good show.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We've had fun.
From laugh guys today. Oh, they've been crazy. Yeah. Thank you.
Crazy this morning.
No, I meant to tell you, I got a money maker, man. We ought to try.
Oh.
I really do. You just tell me if you think this will work. Okay. Okay. You know how them people back in the day, they used to have them jockeys in the yard? What if we get some Herschel Walker jockeys and sell them? But see, here's the deal. It's got a sensor on it. When you pull up in the dry, it start dancing. Herschel Walker doing jockey
that, doing
dance.
That, doing that little dead-ass moonwalk he did in front of the white.
Yes.
Man. Hey, we ain't going to be able to do nothing. The only place we're going to be able to sell it is in rural Georgia.
Okay.
Go vote. Go vote, Georgia.
And, you know, and we're talking about voting. I want to say something about this in my closing. Listen to me. We can talk about what our perceived thoughts are on Herschel Walker. And I'm sure we have them and we have every right to feel this way. What I'm really appalled at is the audacity of the conservative Republican Party that they would go get somebody like a Herschel Walker. Not even have to groom him, but just to prop him up and to get him to do what he's always done, whatever he was told to do, and then put him in front of us as a Georgia voter to try to split the vote of African Americans and create confusion. That is the only reason you went and got Herschel Walker. I am almost certain there is a more qualified white candidate that could have ran for senator. I am positive of that. Just like I'm just equally positive as you could have found a more qualified and adequate African-American candidate or Latino candidate. Anybody, white woman, black woman, you could have found anybody more qualified or suitable to be called a senator. But the audacity of you, the audacity to go get a Herschel Walker, I mean, you would think that the conservatives would be ashamed of themselves right now. But they not. They not. They applaud each other's cunningness. They applaud the moods. They applaud this move with both hands. They got people that ain't got nothing to do with this election pouring millions of dollars behind Herschel Walker because they got somebody who can do their bidding. And what's crazy is to think that you could bring such a man in front of us to create dissension and split the black vote. It didn't really work, though. It didn't really work. But because it kind of backfired. Here's my thought of it. There is no way the Republican ticket can nominate Governor Kemp in the way that they did by almost 9 points or so, something like that, against our candidate, Stacey Abrams. But the polls be so close to where it's a runoff between your Republican candidate for Senate versus the Democratic candidate. You know what happened? You know what happened? There were some whites, some non-people of color, who said, this is ridiculous. Now, I know there are some black people who voted for Herschel Walker. Because we have people amongst ourselves who will cut off their nose to spite themselves. We have people amongst our group who would like nothing more than to be considered in the other group. I'm fully aware of that. We've always had that. But the tightness of this and the concern that you all really have is y'all couldn't convince all of your constituents in the conservative Republican Party to vote the same way for Herschel that they did for Kemp. Because even they know. And so in this push to runoff, I'm appealing to two groups here. I'm appealing to African Americans and people of color to get out and do the right thing, to thwart this considerable effort to shame us and embarrass us as a people by propping up a candidate like Herschel Walker. He can't even form a damn sentence. That's a damn shame. I'm not talking about his southern tone because I'm country my damn self. But at least I can formulate a sentence. You might not agree with them, but I know how to put them in order to where you can at least understand what I'm saying. This idiot can't even talk right. He don't take care of his own children. He pays for abortions and he beats women. How did y'all go and get this dude right here? Are you serious? So now I'm asking for all the people of color to do what you did before, but let's get out in greater numbers to thwart this effort to put a ridiculous example of who we are in the white. He's not an example of us, and you're not going to keep talking to us, Lindsey Graham, like you know what we want and what is an example for us to follow into conservatism. Because if that's your example of conservatism, you can have it. You can have it, and you'll never win us with a Herschel Walker. You could have done better than that, but you didn't. And now I'm asking for all the non-African-American voters to just do us one favor. Send him home. Send him right back to Texas where he belongs. Don't let him embarrass your state, the state of Georgia, by having someone as simple-minded and as ignorant as Herschel Walker represent the state of Georgia. Just do me that favor. How about that? I'm appealing to both groups. Those are my closing remarks today. I can't even believe we in a runoff for this. But since we are, let's win it by a landslide. Let's send Herschel Walker back to Texas. Okay? Those are my thoughts.
To the polls.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. One in three African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win?
Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.